Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Elizabeth on Pulling Heartstrings. Today is the 25th of the second month, 2022. It is a Friday evening. The time is 20:02. I am always on time. I am the creme de la creme. I am the icing on the cake. I am the cherry on top. I am the whole cake. Matter of fact, I am the table where the cake is chilling. I am absolutely everything. Now, guys, I am going through things. I hope you guys can hear me. Can you hear me? I hope you guys can hear me, you know? I am going through the most. I am going through things. But I'm here nonetheless because I'm loving on you. And you guys, my cup runneth over with you guys in my life. It's just so much better. You know, I can't imagine a day where I'm supposed to be at work and I'm not at work. Like, no. I don't like that. I don't deal with that. Anyways. But I also wanted to know, now, are you guys actually investing in the Walenga eggs? Or are you guys just chilling out there and then knowing the advertisement by heart and you guys are not investing in anything because you guys are just saving your money for booze, for chicks, for Brazilian hair, for Netflix and chill, for popcorn, for all that nonsense, all the other stuff that is out there in the world? Are you guys just doing that? I hope not. Anyways, so once upon a time, there was Clasinda. I hope I'll remember that name, guys. Clasinda. Clasinda was a nice girl. She's an authentic girl. She's a nice chick, man. And she met and fell in love with a guy named Chopara. Now, Chopara had a lot of dreams. He had a lot of aspiration. He was a stand-up guy as well, or he was known as a stand-up guy in his community. He was not too much of a drinker, but he drank now and then. And, you know, Clasinda was not a drinker. Clasinda had a job. She had a 9-to-5, and she was also studying to better herself. And Tate over there, he was basically just looking for a job, you know, but they fell in love and they started chilling. They worked well together, you know. It was nice and beautiful. It was sweet. It was romantic. It was everything that anyone could ever ask for, you understand. So with time, it started off with a call me request. You know, they would be texting, and then in the middle of the text, the tate would send a call me request. Omtesekucha, his airtime finished. And the texts are finished. And then she would top him up maybe with a $2 or a $10 or something. You know, they continue chatting, you know. Oh, no, thank you so much, babe. I don't know what I'll do without you. You know, they continue chatting. And when she had to go and visit him, you know, he would say, like, I would really like to see you, but, man, undashota, man. I don't really have cab money for you, you know. And she would be like, no, baby, we're in this together, you know. You may ride or die, I got you. And then she would pay her own cab, you know. And in the middle of the day sometimes, you know, men would say like things like, yeah, we haven't eaten in 3 days, you know. Things are so hard here in the hood, in the ghetto. And, you know, she would send her baby like 100 and 150, you know. It's my baby, I got you. We're together, you know. And in this mist, they sold each other dreams, right? They built castles in the sky for each other. They did the little things that romance does, you know. When we grow old together and when we have babies and when we get married and when we have what and we have what, right? It was amazing. It was nice to look at. You know, when you're watching them fool each other like that on the other side, right? And then a year goes by and it seems like Mans is not even really looking for a job, but then who's supporting them and who's paying the bills, right? And then eventually someday, Mans is in an argument with now the people where he stays. He was living with relatives. He's in an argument with these people and he went to sleep over at Clasinda's place, right? And because she lives alone. He went to sleep over at Clasinda's place, and then he went with his bag because it happened that his aunt kicked him out, you know. But he was not going to stay. Like, he was like, no, baby, I'm not going to stay here for long, you know. I'm just going to stay here for the weekend, and then I'm just going to figure it out because I'm going to stay with my cousin in Ombili. I'm going to stay with my cousin in Ombili, and yeah, I already told him and all of that. I'll just spend the weekend here with you. I just need to wash my clothes before we go and all of that and all of that, right? The weekend came, the weekend went. The week came, the week went. All right? Electricity finished, Clasinda bought. The food finished, Clasinda bought. Everything, Clasinda bought, right? Then he decided that, no, there's this other... Now he's not even talking about going to his cousin's place anymore. He's basically just being a house husband. Mm-hmm. A couch potato. So she would come back from work, and he didn't clean, he didn't do anything. He's just laying on the couch, you know, like a man. Mm-hmm. You know, like men don't clean, men don't do any of those things. That toxic masculinity that we were talking about yesterday, you understand? So they came about this course that he wanted to do. It would guarantee him a job and all of that and all of that. It's 5,000. Clasinda is like, okay, babe, I got you. Because it's for the betterment of us. The idea is for us, we're not dating for fun, isn't it? We're dating to marry each other, right? And then Clasinda paid for it. You know, she took out the 5K out of her savings and then she paid for it. You know, it's my baby, you know? And then... clothes, he needed clothes because his clothes were worn out. And then Clasinda bought, you know, it's my baby. You know, he needed taxi money for interviews that he's going to. Clasinda gave, you know. And Clasinda was basically holding them down, you know. And 6 months later, they were actually just living together. They were not even, it wasn't even somebody that was visiting anymore. He was basically just living with her and living off of her. Right? Now, one day, Clasinda woke up and then she's like, I think you're using me. And Mance is on that, yeah, I don't, how can you say that after everything that I've done for you? And she's like, okay, let's count what you've done for me. Because now, let's keep in mind that this guy has not been ultimately all the time broke, right? There has been little odd jobs. He knows how to fix phones. He knows how to do little things, right? So in this time, there's been a little bit of money that has come in, that has come in. But the thing is that money is never shared. But yet, every penny that Clasinda brings in is shared. So now she's asking him, like, but what have you done for me? Because it's easy for you to throw a fit when you are not contributing anything financially, right? And he's like, yeah, but I never have. And then she pulls out basically receipts in terms of everything that he has done that was lucrative, right? So the other day when you were fixing Hu's fence, they gave you $700. You told me about the $700, but then when that $700 came, you bought yourself things and you bought yourself what and you did what with the money and you didn't give me anything. So now at what point in this relationship are we actually fully here together, you know? So she's looking at him and he has no answer. And he decides that, yeah, you are just cheating on me and that is why you are acting funny and you want to go and you don't know how to let me go. So you wanted to come and do this. But Clasinda is like, no, but I'm not cheating on you. I'm not doing anything. I just want to know at what point do you actually man up and also be a provider? Because at the end of the day, I didn't get into a lesbian relationship, you know? Wait, two women and one woman must choose to be the man, right? It's not even like that. I am a woman, most, right? And I do woman things in this house. I cook, I clean. You can't even do those things because those are tasks of women. But yet you're telling me these. So Mans gets angry, and then he throws a fit, and then purukutu, purukutu, purukutu. Pa, pa, pa. They are fighting. This is in the morning, in the wee hours, they are fighting. Purukutu, 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 purukutu. He just decides he's going to beat her because, yeah, you're cheating on me. Purukutu, 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 purukutu. Klesinda manages to slip through his fingers and slip out of the house and go to the neighbors. And he is now inside the house. He's breaking cups and he's breaking everything. Hello, Paula.
Queen Elizabeth.
Yes, Mama.
Please, auto poppy paid the money that would take off.
Oh, move it and you pay.
Energy.
No, the thing on the next cliche. Oi, on the next cliche.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah. But you heard the story, right?
No, I didn't pick up anything.
Oh, not at all. Okay, well, fine. Klesinda is basically the only one in the relationship that is providing financially.
Mm-hmm.
And now this boy wants to beat her and he doesn't, he wants to be beating her and he wants to abuse her, but her question is why? Yeah. My dear.
What is she doing wrong?
She didn't do anything wrong. She just decided to turn around and ask him, what is your contribution to this relationship? Are you only bringing penis?
Maybe the man is just... He might be having a depression. I don't know from when now.
No, it's not even that. It is literally the term in itself, gold digger, goes both ways. This guy,
okay.
Otendera, yae. Otendera, yokwe akironga. So basically today we are just going down. We are just going down. Today we are just going down with the narrative of men are so quick to call us gold diggers, ne? But their brothers and their cousins are doing the same thing.
That's the thing.
Hey. My dear. Thank you so much, Maria, ne?
Ndeshi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're new to the list. All right.
Yes, I'm new.
My dear.
I'm ever calling me, but I don't go through.
Pay for a two kwatane. Now you know, Kucha. She will always answer, no matter what, she will answer. My dear. Watch your kouri hono, Kucha. Woo! My dear.
I want to listen to Elizabeth. This is not how I know it, but she's down, man.
I'm like, oh, hi. My dear.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is obvious and evident that you guys are not enjoying. Now, enjoyment is not here tonight because homegirl is now wearing a mask to be a good citizen and she's talking in front of, oh my goodness, hello, caller.
Miss Elizabeth.
Yes, Tate.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Uh-huh.
We didn't hear you very well.
Uh-huh.
From the beginning,
uh-huh.
It was kind. Maybe you were far from the mic.
Not even I was wearing a mask.
You are wearing
my
a mask.
My dear. Didn't I get the right. Shikisha there from the rains? At the beginning of the week, my dear, my ancestors are saying kucha Russia there. It's almost time tuka konjoma maurugozi. Pamwenga. Okay, but I will tell the story again.
All right, but did you say that guys are also gold diggers?
Yes, the narrative of the story today is that the Tate himself, when he proposed to Klesinda,
ne? It wasn't kucha, yeah. Oh wow, you are so beautiful, I'm in love with you and everything. No, it was basically kucha, okay, here's my next job, but then that I enjoy onji. Yes.
So, but it's very rare for...
It's not for... rare, my dear. We have paid school fees. It's not rare. Oh.
Yeah, but it's not, but not rare. That much. Not like, that much from...
Let me tell you, it is not rare. It is not rare. It's only that as women, we are not killing people because they don't want us anymore. We just let them go.
Oh, but ladies, so they are up for digging the gold. In most cases, you know what I came to realize? Women, they don't have such a thing as love. They never loved a man. Just from the beginning, you know how Adam and Eve, they were. Adam and Eve were, you know, the first time Adam saw Eve, he was saying, this is part of my bones and part of my flesh. Can you see this? We have that strong love towards you guys, but we have nothing to do with your materials at all.
That is not true.
But Eve did not even have a surprise to see Adam saying that to her. So it continues up to these generations. But men really have a true love, but women, they are just pretenders and they are up for material. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm telling you a whole story here. I'm telling you a whole story of a whole tate that is a gold digger. But anyway, it's okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I can hear you.
Anditi, I'm telling you a whole story about a tate that is a gold digger, but you don't want, you just want wahanga kutu sanduriro saka.
Yeah, it's true, but only few men can do that.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah, for survival reason. But women cannot even be with a man who is not working or who does not have anything.
We are here with men with that are not working, then.
No, the case is in Proverbs there. People, you know what happened to those former fishermen? Most of them, they hung themselves because the woman ran away.
Ah, well. You know? My dear. Okay. Ewa? All right. Thank you for calling. What is your name?
Mark me present. It's Wanauvinga from Congo.
Wanauvinga, you missed class yesterday, but it's okay.
I missed classes all these days. I was trying to... It was raining here. Yeah.
My dear, I was like, Nguno,
what happened? Thank you, teacher. Have a nice weekend.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. You guys are saying out there, you guys are literally out there saying that it is very rare. It is very rare for a man to be a gold digger. Now, I'm going to tell you guys a little personalized story by me, yours truly, about that other time during the screw for, you know? Hello, caller.
I am present.
You're present?
Yes.
Is it Salas?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. I love this. Everything is fine. I love this, my dear. Hey.
Your voice today somehow.
No, it's Shukisha. My dear. And then Shukisha no mkolo. And I like him a mkolo. My dear.
No, Ari.
Hey.
You have to repeat the whole story.
Okay, I'll repeat the whole story, but I'll give you guys a better story now from the horse's mouth herself.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Bye. All right, my amazing listeners. Fine, fine, fine. We have agreed that the mask is not working for Elizabeth because Elizabeth has to be flamboyant and everything. Hello, caller. Hey!
What?
Anna! Hey!
Yes, Oma
sikwa hengano uhara penny. Absent.
No, you know the thing,
eh?
Thursday? Oh, no, it was Tuesday. Tuesday, the topic, I just couldn't catch up with it. It was about infertility, right?
Mm.
And then when I was trying to call it and Piti, they say, oh, I
my dear, oh, marking one day absent, and I don't even have the class reps number to text him. Kucha, no, call in for me.
Yeah, but what matters is I'm here now.
You are here now, present, exactly. Please. Present, please. I was like, I even wrote you on the absent list, Kucha Anna. And you know, I wrote four of you guys ne, on the present list. And then I was like, and then all the others started calling in. Dina, Lawrence, Salas, they called in. And then it was only you. Ne? I was like,
Even Dina on Tuesday, she was like, no, the assignment is difficult. I was like, oh, God. I'm not the only one.
All right, let me finish up. I'm going to repeat a story. Okay, I'm going to tell a different story, but it has the same narrative, right? Okay, and then you guys can start calling in from 8:30.
Okay, just reduce your amplitude, please.
Okay.
Slow.
Mm. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I think it was the mask, huh? Mwanawange?
Oh.
Mm.
Get well soon.
All right, thank you. My dear. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it so happens that my beloved listeners, they were complaining about the mask and body. I am not one to ever get sick because my people will never understand that. So once upon a time, I was in love with this guy, right? So he was my baby. We were in love with each other. We were bawling out of control and we were out of the country, right? So when we're out of the country, it was one of those, like, we are living in the hostel of the school, but then shashino kapene pangeromos. So I told my mother, kucha, no, mommy, o hostel o inondiro. I found like a apartment outside of the school, but it's only like 5 minutes away. And it's a lot more cheaper because they were charging us according to Namibian price, foreign prices. And then there, because their economy was falling, it was a lot cheaper. It was like a two-bedroom flat in a very nice suburb, and it was going for like something like 300 rand, you understand. It was that time when the economy was not Ioba. But anyways, we even used to carry wheelbarrows to go and buy one loaf of bread, but it's a wheelbarrow of what? Of money. Yes, you guys can guess the country, but anyways. All right, so my friend and I, we moved into our flat. Each one had their own room. It was fully furnished. It was dope. It was happening. It was everything. So now, at the time, we were young. We were flamboyant. We were chilling. Everything was spectacular. I met this guy. His name was Ezekiel. Ezekiel was a nice guy. We were chilling. And he was cool, man. So you know me, I'm also cool. So it's like two cool kids. Nyana nyana. It was like two cool kids. We had swag. We had sway. We had rara vibrosity. It was nice, man. And then also academically, he was also doing well, you understand. But then eventually with Ezekiel, it was a story of he always had issues. So we had to buy our food like in SA. We had to go and buy our food like in SA, because the country in itself, there was no food. It was basically going through like sanctions and all of that. There was no food. So we had to go and buy like our food in SA and all of that. So now my mom would send me like a box of basic needs, like maybe Movite, Cremora, Oros, cooking oil and stuff like that. And then what I would have to go and get in SA maybe is just, Osherera, you understand. So it would have just been like, I would tell her like, no, I need like maybe $2,000 to go and buy my groceries and what, and transport is probably like $400 and all of that. But in actual fact, like transport to go and to come back, like from Blues to the other side, to Baybridge, it was very reasonable because we went by train, so it was like $50. So now, boyfriend, every single time something happened, right? Always, his money had never come. You understand? So we would get on the train like, no, babe, just cop a ticket for me as well. I'll pay you back when we get there. Then when we get there, it's like, no, let me call my mom. He calls his mom. His mom is, come on, not picking up or something, something. And yeah, it's always a situation whereby I had to pay for everything. And we would just, so basically he would go to SA with me and come back on my expenses, right? But no, it's not a problem because my love language is also giving. So I don't mind that. It's okay. We're in love with each other the most. We're going to get married. We're going to have babies. We're going to live happily ever after, you know, with daddy. Yeah, he's my baby, you know. So it's not a problem, you understand? So time for grocery shopping would come, and then I would buy like groceries now, like for my fridge, you understand? So for our flat, then we'll buy our groceries and everything. Mance is just there. He's on that. No, I didn't get money. And then what? Then I was like, okay, you can always pay me back. I'll buy. You understand? Then I buy, and then he was now supposed to pay me back. That payback never happens. We come back, and there was even a time that he was expelled from school because he didn't pay his tuition. And I was like, how much is the tuition? And he's like, no, I'm owing something like 4.5. I'm like, you know what? I got you, boo. Boo-boo kitty, I got you. I'll pay for it because I want you to be an educated man, you know, because I don't want to be in limbo with a non-educated fella, you know. I got you. You're almost going to pay me back. Keeping in mind, ne, that I have been paying for everything in the relationship so far. It's only me, yeah? So like, holiday, my dear, holiday comes. Holiday comes, and then it's time for us to go home now. So, like, day one of holiday comes, my mother is like, oh! I'm like, atuya. Like, I'm just waiting for Latoya's money to come through, and then we catch a bus together. You understand? This is now day one of I should be on my way home. You understand? But Kanti there on the other side, I'm waiting for Mance to get his money so that we can go home, Moss. Also, at some point, his rent is not paid, so he had to move in with me. And then me, I had to pay my landlord extra money. There, because he just had no one, and no one loves him in the world, and his mother is just kicking him dwarf while he's in a different country, and the stories were many, my dear, and I was like, it's okay, baby, I got you, you know, you're my ride or die, I'm your person, you know, we're gonna get through this together. My dear, like, ooh, and then one day, my dear. So now this guy that's in my pocket, it's not even in my pocket. Let's just be honest. This guy that's in my parents' pocket, my parents' adopted child, that I went to Kongorora there myself. This person. So one day there was like a soccer tournament or something like that. So we had like, I used to play sports. You understand? So I was like a netball player. So in this, he was also like a soccer player and he was good and all of that. I told you we were cool. We are the it couple, Angpetu. We were cool. We were like ultimately cool kids, you know? And also even here in Windhoek, we came from suburbia. So we're not like the ones that go to back to Onguru and Tanga or No. As we come to suburbia, you understand? So we are cool. We were rubbering, you understand? Everybody else speaks Oshiwambo and English as we were like, nia, ya, nia. But anyways, right? So they had like a seven-a-side tournament and they were playing soccer and we were playing netball and our teams won and everything. Now I see Mance is checking out this guy, girl. Like, he keeps disappearing in and out. And I'm like, oh, so what's up, Ano? Like, what's poppin', you know? Then he's like, no, I just don't understand why you're being like this and what. I'm like, being like what? I'm just asking, why do you keep disappearing to the outside with this other girl here? And he's like, yeah, I don't know why you are so insecure. And I'm like, how am I insecure, sir, by asking? So me asking is insecurity. I'm like, oh, let it slide. Continued drinking my alcohol because that time alcohol was also very, very cheap. very, very cheap. Because, you know, when a country is hit with sanctions, ne? I'm a tough times there, you know. There was very cheap liquor. So kept drinking our liquor that day. Now it's time to go home. Me and Latoya, we're like, yo, so where's Mens, you know? Because Mens must now lives with us also. Because him, he doesn't have a place to stay because he hasn't paid his rent and all of that and all of that. We can't find Mens, my dear. Come back into the flat. Now. Since Latoya, I was with Latoya. Latoya tries to open with her keys. She opens. We get in. Then I come into the bedroom. I'm like, ah, who know? Mens is busy. I'm like, ha, on my bed, eh? In my, and they were even eating my food that I bought with my money, eh? But then apparently in Namibia, you know, apparently in Namibia you don't leave men. You must wait for the men to be done with you, so that he can leave. Because otherwise, when you leave him, he will do funny things to himself, or he will just want to slaughter you also. I was like, it's okay. When you guys are done, just get out of my house. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Then I, like, at the end of the day, when I was counting the bill, when I was checking out the bill there, I realized, oh, yeah, maybe. I don't really think that this was genuine. Maybe it started off genuine and innocent. But also, when you check somebody's track record there, also in his previous relationship there in that country, he was also living with what? And then Kante, it was just his profession, you know? Okuskrufa Anto. So you guys can start calling in and we can start talking about it. Because at the end of the day, people keep saying that it is only women that are gold diggers. Women this, women that, women what, right? But what about us that genuinely hold men down and genuinely care and love and support these men, right? And never even, do you know how many times that you go out and your friend, your guy friend, looks like he's the one that's paying, eh? But the credit card is not his, my dear. You know? He looks like he's the one that operanu, but his girlfriend literally took out the money and put it inside his wallet. Do you know how many women, eh, pay for the facade of what a man should look like on the outside? So many women are out here supporting their people in silence, but let a man buy you two beers. He wants your vagina, he wants your life, he wants your car, he wants everything from you. Small two beers. He feels like he owns you. Huh? But us, we can pay school fees, tuition. Huh? 4 years, you get your degree. Then you also leave me. Huh? But we don't kill anyone. We just continue with our lives. We go and cry a little bit. And that's it. A man can go to the north to go and get married, my sister. Yeah? While he's leaving you inside the house, and then he's even using your money that you saved for his wedding there with another woman. But you didn't see anybody slaughtering another person. But the men in this country, if you decide to leave, they want to slaughter you. They want to cut you up into small pieces. So you guys are not calling anymore. Did I make it clear? Are you guys hearing me? Are we talking? Are you guys shocked there? Or are you guys looking at saying, wow, the matriarch was scroofed? Come, guys, let's talk about the scroofery. Because most of you people are out there not telling the truth about things. You talk about the iPhone that you bought, but you don't talk about the full tank that you put in. You talk about the money you invested in books, but you don't talk about all the meals that she's buying. You talk about all the things that you do on the one day you have money, but you don't talk about the rest of the other days. The fact that money has been made such an important factor within relationships, in the modern day relationship, has been something that is baffling to look at. Because when you visualize a relationship, it has to have a concept of money. It has to have a concept of understanding. It has to have a concept of dignity. It has to have a concept of respect. You understand? But
in our days, they make it all seem like it is so materialistic. Like the girl child is so materialistic, but yet the boy child still goes for the girl child that's materialistic, meaning the boy child has no sense of self-worth. That's why he can go for a zero, but he is not a zero himself. Not unless deep down he is a zero. The question is, if you know your worth and your value, then how is it possible that you are going for something that is beneath you? Is it because something is it because you're looking at something from rose-colored glasses? Is it because you are looking at something from a sense of, I am so desperate to be loved that I will settle for anything and anyone that moves. As long as it pretends to love me, then I will stay. Are you staying with somebody even though you're unhappy because you are afraid of being alone? Are you lonely? There's a difference between being alone and being lonely, you understand? Being lonely is lonesome. You are lonely and you long for companionship, right? But being alone, what do you do in alone time? Guys, are you guys really not calling? I'm waiting for you guys to call. Now we can talk about it. Let's talk about the term gold digger amongst men. Let's talk about the fact that our women here in this country, they are suffering in silence, mothering men. They are being mothers to grown-up men, and they want to put on the facade of, it is me that is the breadwinner. It is me that is the head. It is me. I am the man. Oh, we missed out on that one. I am still waiting for you guys to call in. I want to know, have you ever met a guy that is a gold digger? I want to know what your term of a gold digger. Hello, caller.
Yes, the matriarch.
The matriarch herself.
Good evening to you.
Good evening, Tati. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. Today I'm present.
You're present. Name, please.
Mr. Love of the Nation.
Mr. Love of the Nation. I love it.
That is my name.
Love of the Nation.
Yes, Mr. Love of the Nation.
Uh-huh. Do you know what my name is? My name is Oudheu Wuhongo Mundu Okukumba. In times of difficulty, you learn how to pray. That is my name.
Good one. Good one. All right, to the topic.
Uh-huh.
Men is bringing what?
Men are gold diggers.
but it is rare. It is rare.
How?
It is rare unless those who are selfish.
Yeah, but no, men are generally selfish.
Not generally. Not generally.
Not generally. You know you have a friend.
Yes.
And it's not his money.
He's a coward that he was supposed to be the one who gives support to his lady also.
And you know, it's not a problem. It's not a problem for you to have a lady that has more, and it's not a problem to have a lady that is supporting. The problem comes in when you are not a supportive partner.
Yes.
Yeah.
And before we did not enter in the relationship, first we must invest in each other with ideas.
Yes.
Educate each other, give expectations so that each and everyone know each other very well. Before you did not go to the other gift. That I can give you this, I can buy you this, I can do this and this.
Before you buy the love.
No, but it is so wrong to buy love. Love must be stuck in the heart of the person.
Aha. Uh-huh.
true love must stuck on the heart.
Uh-huh.
Because if it's your love stuck on something else, will that thing come to an end? Even if the love will come to an end.
Uh-huh. But yes. The love there's a saying that says, ma'am, when poverty comes through the window, love walks out of the door.
But that is a sub love.
How is it a sub love? But the thing, at the end of the day, we have to look at contributing factors to love. Because love does not feed anybody. Love doesn't buy food.
True love, it can feed.
How?
Let me tell you very well. When you have true love, you will be kindly assisting and supporting to each other, doing everything that will help each other to succeed or to move forward.
Okay. How?
When you have true love, everyone will have a commitment that to do something which it will sustain you or let you to move forward. Doing just
so, ngera tu hongo mipini, I will make sure that otopendu kongurone ne uka hongo mipini opotuje.
Yes, you're right. If you have true love, it will lead into responsibility.
Yes.
Carrying responsibility. Yes.
All right. I hear you.
Eh?
Eh, ndikuvite, I hear you. I understand.
Okay, before I did not let up. I am unhappy because I know that the calf and the fruit are disturbing our program. but let me advise you with this.
Yeah.
Get a cup of hot water. Add a salt, more salt. This salt with the bean particles. Yes. The more the water are much bitter. The more the bacteria of the calf. They will run away.
Okay.
Yeah, by that way you treat the calf.
Okay.
Have a good night, my dear.
Yeah, thank you so much, love of the nation.
Let me listen to others.
All right, thank you so much.
Good Friday.
Good Friday.
Thank you.
Bye. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, my cup runneth over. I am loved. I am the embodiment of Elizabeth is loved here at Eagle FM. I'm even getting remedies for the cough because it is disturbing our program. People are not used to these things of Huema Elizabeth. They don't like this. They're like, But thank you so much. Tonight, I'm so happy. Okay. I'm happy because initially we are discussing matters that mean little to nothing to many, but they are touching somebody's soul. It is nice to know that somebody has gone through it and somebody is like, it's true. You understand. Everything that we talk about here is real. It is in real time. It is present. It is now. It is something that has happened to somebody. It is not fiction. Everything here is absolutely real. Hello, caller. My dear. Hey, Okanam caller.
You good?
My dear.
You really missed me.
Oh, shitty, you are the one that missed me. You're like, oh, my dear teacher.
Bruh, you know, I think the first time I started listening to the radio, like, I was just going to my team, a laugh, like, a contagious one that just got my attention.
You're like, I like these things.
From today, I'm going to be listening to Eagle Listen.
My dear. Oh, shitty.
Ne? Kucha, oh, I know she can ne, she funny ne.
You see? Also, I was thinking, ne.
Hey.
Like, you didn't come up with, an eagle as a WhatsApp group.
Ne. where we can send our attendance.
Voice note, like, if you don't have airtime, you just go for voice note.
Ne, and then you just give the things, ne?
Meaning, of course, yeah, everything will just be fine. Okay, back to the gold digger, Shandy.
Hey! Hey, WhatsApp group, I'm writing.
What is a gold digger?
A gold digger is a person that likes other people for their money. Like, if I'm a gold digger with you, I'm okay. If I'm a gold digger with you, then I would be into you because of your money. I would love you because of your money. So okay. I'm only there until for your money.
Yeah, but nothing wrong with being a gold digger.
Uh huh.
As long as everything is right, you're having a relationship with the mindset, then there's no better there.
There's no problem.
Not at all.
Okay. Cool. Hi, Osha.
So we must just enjoy our money.
Hey, I should that screw Fury Kana Kanje. And if foot on the score, then I was somebody's mother, my dear. Hey.
As long as he had the heart of gold.
He did not. Hey, Mathis, Anna, you are dangerous, man. Anna,
I don't take that serious anymore. I've been stroked, my dear.
Nobody has more money than a woman in love.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I'm telling you. She'll even sell her iPhone. You are laughing because you sold yours. We are looking. Okay, guys. I think I'm overly excited today also because I feel like it has been a good day. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi.
Me, I just like the way you laugh.
Really? Even if I flow, I'm like, okay, so
shitty. It's a whole laugh and half.
No, it's the laugh, my dear. Come on, as we go to
my dear, it's the laugh for me.
Even when I'm laughing, one this is the question.
What was proof?
I saw flames.
Outside of your motherland.
My dear. I went to adopt a whole child for my parents to be paying school again, double. Hey, Elizabeth.
How can you adopt? My dear.
Hey.
So also that is over there. Come
with me, friend. Me, I'm homeless, but we can be homeless together there at the homeless.
Together, my dear.
My dear.
And then on Utaino.
Even cheated on me on my own bed. I was like, wow, guys. wow. To screw for. Wow. I'm like, wow, guys. Congratulations, Riri. Wow. My dear, the stories are many.
You know, experience, huh?
I'm a veteran, man. Hey! That's either or one to Nenge or Humbatere, Sherry.
Chapo, man.
Thank you so much. I'm telling you, today we can laugh at once upon a time Elizabeth was proof to my dear. Gold diggers, they are there, they are real, they are true. The idea behind it is we are not going to cry over spilled milk. We will not cry over spilled milk. We'll acknowledge the fact that these things happen and we will move on, right? But what I'm saying is if you are in a house right now and you are feeling like, oh my goodness, yeah, I can't believe Sarah done ate my money and went. Just think of Elizabeth. Elizabeth paid school. Hello, caller.
Elizabeth, my Totokola mumanja jange.
My dear, to screw for mona wango is nice. Vendukiso.
I'm just here laughing. Elizabeth, why are you making things? Oshili. That thing of you.
It's true. Oshili. Oshili, that she pop you. My dear. My dear, I do know ne will better that to not baby wange. Na baby wange kwa chani yoka wheelbarrow tatukalando embolo domdiri mbali. Yeah, na baby amanzi futu. No worry baby.
Elizabeth ya hii ototo kula mumanja jane.
Oto skupo kana kaje.
Eno, I know that story. I know it as ana mibi ashpita miss proof kenye veneno.
Ota miss proof wa at miss proof tatu wow. My dear, tuki hokana manga tatu kioteka manga wow. Tuki oteka babe.
Ah
no, mami, monster. Yes, okunombiri hakanti. I'm to go and live with babe. My dear, Kanti Bay is even homeless, huh?
That is an idea.
I'm telling you.
Ay, man.
Shiri. Hey. Ish. Atu manu potene. Yeah. From there on, every time I ask. If a guy come to me, I ask, what do you do for a living?
Listen here, Elizabeth. You are the one who is doing laundry. You are the one who is cooking. And if you're full, then
you go. Go, talk with Ranoko.
Elizabeth, no.
Hey, go and get a photo squad. No airtime. Like,
what life is this?
My dear, no airtime. Ongwe. I love you so much. Thank you, babe. You're everything to me. My dear. Okwanyengwe. Tegera, masimbo gemo katiko mwezi kana kanje. At amuho mwitari ya rakucha pifa otoku sa toilet paper. Okay, bye, my beloved.
Bye.
Guys, oh, it is good to laugh about these things. We are laughing because somewhere out there, there's a man that's feeling bad for some girl that he bought $800 books for, and then she left him. Right now, you are complaining about $800. Imagine you being somebody's source of income there for a whole year or two, eh? And then this person even cheats on you in your bed and then just still, like, this is just your life. We laugh about it now because this is how we are learning how to heal and to understand. And to understand that it is not necessarily always supposed to be bleak and unhappy and gloomy. You understand? Go through it, heal from it, and then find the humor in it. There's always humor. There's always something to laugh about.
There's, maybe you can laugh at yourself. Like, personally with me, like, omatama and everything, yes. Odola, yes. We laugh at these things because that is the best we can do. It's not that we undermine the situation. It's not that we are looking at it from a different light. We are just being human. We are just being the best we can be. Now, the idea behind this program has always been to address the elephant in the room. How we address the elephant in the room depends on different days, different moods, different scenarios, different settings, you understand. But the idea is always to address the elephant in the room and cut it up into small ant size. You know what an elephant is? An elephant is a very big animal. And when there is an elephant in the room, it's a metaphor. When they say nobody is talking about the elephant in the room, right? It means that there is a big issue at hand, but everybody is pretending not to see it. Because an elephant is a very big animal. And if you are pretending not to see something, then maybe we are just hypocrites, right? We are addressing the elephant in the room. We are addressing different scenarios that we are all going through as human beings. We are addressing things to stop you from doing stupid things. We are addressing things so that you can feel less alone. We are addressing social matters and social issues that might not seem important to those around you, but they are important to me. They're important to us. They're important to the listeners, you understand. It is important for us to have a glimmer of hope in these dark days. It is important for us to have a sense of priority, a sense of belonging, a sense of dignity, respect, morals, and ethics. We have to be, as human beings, the best versions of ourselves we can possibly be. And in order for us to achieve this, we have to look at ourselves in the mirror. We have to see the ugly. We have to see the nasty. We have to see everything, the detailed scars and the mucus running down your nose. We have to address it. We have to see it. In order for you to see this, you have to look. And when you look, you can fix. Change is good. It's scary, but it's not bad. Change means evolving. Change means growing. Change means becoming better, in my opinion. If you are better than yesterday, then I am proud of you. If you have smiled more today, then I am proud of you. If you have tried to help somebody, then I am proud of you. Like I said, my cup runneth over here. I am loved and I love. We are having our own little tight-knit community here. And I like it. I like the fact that we have many women that are more involved, especially in topics that concern us. I like the fact that we are giving our best. You know, in these bleak times and in these gloomy times, it is nice to know that at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, we have Elizabeth. She will pull our heartstrings, right? But inside there somewhere, she will pull a string that will make you call somebody, make you say hi, make you kind, make you compassionate, make you able to listen attentively. Just a little bit, you know. I'm pulling heartstrings for all of us. At the end of the year, I definitely do promise to give all of my beloveds our certificates of attendance. We will get it. We will get it. We will get it. We will get it. But I will also give you guys an assignment that we have to do in the middle of the year, and it has to be achieved. It's called your social responsibility towards your country, your nation, your people, your society, as human beings, you understand. I am loving on you guys. I'm loving you always. From me, the matriarch of Eagle FM, I am the creme de la creme. I am the icing on the cake. I am the cherry on top. Matter of fact, I am the whole cake. I am superior. I am the ultimate. I am everything your girl can't be. I'ma let him be, but don't test me. I'ma swerve him cause I can, but your man keeps trying to get my number on the side like a taxi. I am ultimate, I am superior. My listeners, they are superior. I'm loving on you always. From me, Elizabeth, have an amazing, amazing weekend. And I'll see you again on The Matriarch on Sunday from 3 to 5. And we will play music and we will chit-chat and do all kinds of things. Thank you so much for your time, for your patience, and for your love. Signing out, Elizabeth.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.